Bush's point man is Alan K. Fitzsimmons. Mr. Fitzsimmons may not be a household word, but that's not likely to last for long. Fitzsimmons' political writings suggest that he may soon surpass James Watt as the most inflammatory federal official with responsibility for the nation's public lands. First, some background. Many have suspected that the president's plan is an excuse to use recent wildfires to weaken important environmental laws and to promote loosely regulated logging of mature and old-growth trees. But the administration says the intent is simply to streamline bureaucratic hurdles that have prevented needed thinning of western forests. Of course, one person's bureaucratic hurdle is another person's environmental safeguard. And that worries forest scientists. That and the fear that the Bush program will cater to commercial loggers instead of genuine forest health. The arrival of Mr. Fitzsimmons as the administration czar for wildfire policy suggests that these fears are well placed. Fitzsimmons is an intense critic of ecosystem management and the Endangered Species Act, and, at least by implication, the National Environmental Policy Act. Policies considered by most independent scientists as a key to sustainable forests. Fitzsimmons has called all talk of ecosystems as, quote, an impenetrable ecological and geographical fog. Protecting ecosystems, he said, would allow a government takeover of private land. One normally finds such remarks on the websites of right-wing fringe groups, not in the pedigree of a government official. The source of Mr. Fitzsimmons' belief is theology. In a paper written 2 years ago, he wrote that God places humans, quote, atop nature, and places nature under humans, chiefly for the purpose of advancing human well-being. Humans have needs, he wrote, but ecosystems do not. Well, you can't deny a man his theology. At the same time, when his beliefs are used to impose policy on the rest of us are entitled to critique them as policy. The idea that nature's sole purpose is to serve man is one that would draw a rebuke from a large body of science, which contends that we are of nature, not apart from it. What's more, history shows that ideas like those of Mr. Fitzsimmons have justified human destruction of nature. But the president's wildfire boss is unmoved. That's why a lot of concerned people are saying, God save us from Mr. Fitzsimmons. This is Les O'Coin.